I'm Tovia Smith in South Boston, Whitey Bulger's old stomping ground, where many Southie residents still can't believe that Bulger was finally caught.
It's about time. The guy's got to face justice, you know, and pay for his crimes.
45-year-old Gene O'Brien was walking by the Southie liquor store that was a nexus for Whitey Bulger's Winter Hill Gang back in the day. Born and raised here, O'Brien grew up on the lore and the gore of Whitey's alleged escapades. She recalls the day she came home from work to find a tent set up across the street from her house with a big excavation project going on. She was told it was connected to an investigation of Bulger.
Whitey Bulger had bodies buried over there, and they're digging them up. And I remember thinking, wow, I walked my dog over there. You know, and here, this guy was having bodies buried over there. So he had no respect for human life.
Even to this day, Whitey Bulger still inspires enough fear that many here refuse to talk on the record about him.
I wouldn't dare do anything. He has friends here.
Does it make you feel better that he's picked up now? That he's arrested?
He was arrested?
Yeah.
When?
They got him this morning.
I didn't know that. That is wonderful. That makes me very happy. You know what? I'm not afraid to say anything about him now.
Boston resident Martha Manning is not the only one relieved. Relatives of Bulger's long list of alleged victims expressed a sense of satisfaction. Attorney William Christie represents the families of two murdered men who have won court cases against the FBI, arguing that rogue agents enabled the brutal hits.
A lot of people who participated or aided and abetted have been brought to justice, but the evidence that we have is that Bulger was the actual trigger man in both murders, and he's the one that got away with it, at least for 16 years. And so the fact that he has now been brought to justice is a great sense of vindication.
But even today, you can see what a complicated relationship Bulger had with Southie. He was as legendary for his generosity as he was for his alleged ruthlessness. Lifelong Southie resident Patrick Michael O'Malley says many grew up looking up to Bulger as a kind of modern-day Robin Hood.
A lot of people liked him because he helped a lot of people. If you didn't have food on the table, he'd make sure you got it.
Indeed, even today, some who grew up in Southie, like Jill Conley and Candace Lavoie, expressed mixed feelings at Bulger's arrest.
He's an old man. I don't think he's going to be hurting nobody. Let him live out his life, you know. I don't think that, you know, what happened way back when should matter now. I mean, he's 82 years old.
He's going to die soon anyway. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure he's a changed person now. I'm sure.
Bulger's brother, former state Senate President William Bulger, had no comment on the arrest beyond thanking a reporter who told him the news. And the sister of Bulger's companion, Catherine Grieg, reportedly reacted by saying, "Finally, I want my sister to come home." Many here say they're not surprised Bulger wasn't arrested sooner, years after FBI agents were convicted for tipping Bulger off so he could evade arrest. Folks like Kevin Stewart remain suspicious about law enforcement.
I don't think they were trying. I mean, Bin Laden, well, they got him, but they couldn't find Whitey. They weren't looking very hard.
Now that Whitey Bulger is caught and may have more to spill, many here wonder who else he'll take down with him. Tovia Smith, NPR News.